Right, it's Bill Buckley with you this Saturday morning, and it's time now to talk to the one and only, the gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkalp. Get your technology questions to him, why don't you, on 0808 100 5100. Are you having issues with your loved ones on Skype or Zoom, for example? Any questions about the new NHS Track and Trace app, if we ever use it? What's your favourite streaming service, and is it not working as well as you'd expected? Fevzi is here to help you. How nice to speak to you, Fevzi. It's been quite a while, hasn't it?
Hello, Bill. I've missed you so.
I've missed you so, too. I really have. You're the great contributor for this sort of stuff. And I seem to remember from the good old days when we did this regularly that you always have a gadget of the week. So I'm guessing you've got one today. What is it?
I do. So it's from a company called Anker. It's called a Nebula Apollo. I know it still sounds very space age, doesn't it? Imagine a projector, a fully featured projector that can run off mains but can also run off a battery built in, and is the size of a can of cola, more or less.
Oh, right.
So imagine about 2.5 inches on the square on the base and about 5 inches tall, give or take. Quite a remarkable device because it's a fully featured projector. It can throw an image of up to 100-inch diameter.
Wow.
And can do it quite well. Some of them say that, but kind of gets so dim as to be unusable. This one doesn't. It actually,
okay.
For those that know about these things, it's 200 lumens, which means 200 candles worth of brightness. So that's kind of bright enough to throw that image. And
isn't it lovely that it's still measured in candles? I like that.
It's like horsepower, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Yes, beautiful.
It's a good thing. Yes, it's quite an interesting device because it's not just a dumb projector. It's actually got the gubbins of an Android phone built into it. It's got the Android operating system and a small computer built into it. So although you can connect a device to it using the built-in HDMI socket, so you can connect a laptop or a games console or a Blu-ray player and you can just project, you know, those contents onto it, or you can use the USB socket. So if you've got like video on a USB thumb drive, you can just plug it in and play that. But it also has the ability to run apps on its own in the same way that an Android phone does. So it can run sort of Netflix or Hulu or whatever it is that you would normally run, BBC iPlayer. Yeah, all these things, you can run them internally and just project it out. So instead of having a smartphone with a screen, you've got a projector with a 100-inch display. Yes. So that's really quite clever. In terms of controlling it, the top surface is like a little bit like a mouse pad. You can actually not only sort of press buttons on it, but you can slide your finger across it like a mouse pad. And the reason why that's important is that, you know, for some things on the screen, instead of going left click, left click, left click, down, left out, you can just tap on it, you know, like as you could with the trackpad. So it works nicely. It comes with a remote control as well, or the best way of controlling it, I find, is with an app. So you can download their Nebula Connect app for iOS or Android and do it that way as well. It's got a built-in speaker, which is quite good, but you can also connect to an external Bluetooth speaker, so you can get sort of really good sound out of this small device if you want. On the bottom of it, it's got some little things I love. On the bottom, it's got a connector for a tripod that you would normally use for a camera. So then you can point it up at any angle you like. Mm-hmm. Or what I'd love to do with it is this is probably more information you need, but I lie in my bed with a slab of tiramisu by my side, and I project up onto the ceiling. And it's great. It's just, I don't know, there's such a feeling of sort of decadent luxury.
Yeah, I'm getting slightly nervous now, to be honest.
No, trust me, it's fine. How long have I known you? I don't do that. You can just project the movie straight on. Because I hate, you know, lying in bed and then trying to have to crook my neck to watch a TV screen or even a tablet in the bed. But this is perfect. You just lie on your back and it's there for you. It's like being at the planetarium, but you get to watch a movie of your choice.
I can tell you're sold on this one, yes. And talking of sold, how much is this going to set us back?
So projectors are not cheap. This one, currently it sells for $449.
£449.
Yeah. So because that's not bad, but I've given it 3.5 stars at that price out of 5. And the reason for that is if it were to come down a bit in price, I'd give it 4. And it's not that it's not good value for money. It is, if you compare it to other projectors of a similar spec. But this is a standard definition picture that it throws. A very good one, I have to say. Most people wouldn't be able to really see the difference. But for not much more, I mean, this is, you know, Anker's Nebula range is quite wide. You can get a 720p one, you know, a high definition one, for not very much more money. And I think that's the only issue that I have with it, is okay. that it's too close in price. So that's it's either an argument to wait till this one comes down, or to spend a little bit more money and get the 720p version.
Gotcha. Now, I haven't got long left, but let's squeeze in a question from Malcolm in Early. Can I limit what my son sees on YouTube?
That's a good question.
You can't directly, can you? No, you'd have to do it by an indirect way, I think.
There is a way of making sure that they don't see any adult content, and for that they would need an account and to be able to sign into it.
Right.
So for adult content, but even that, there are ways around it, which obviously I won't go into, but that's not 100%. You can limit the amount of time they spend on the YouTube app or in the browser, but that's not the same as limiting the content. So no, it's not. I mean, what's on YouTube is meant to be sort of family friendly, but you know, definitions.
We've all got different views of what we think is.
And I think it's very difficult, because there's no tools that I'm aware of within the YouTube app, or certainly within a browser. You see, even if there were within the app, what would stop them from accessing it via a browser? Our kids tend to be more tech savvy than we are. So I would say not really. You can limit the time or access to the app or access to the browser in time, but you can't really stop them looking at things that are deemed to be, you know, suitable for under 18s. The over 18 stuff you can prevent access to by setting up an account, but putting a younger age on that account so they don't get access to that material. But you can still see quite a lot at the under 18s, I would say.
Well, this has been terribly short, but terribly sweet, Fevzi. Thank you so much for all of that. Nice to talk to you, and I hope it's not as long until we have another session together.
Indeed. Be well. Cheers.